I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. When something's gone wrong at sea, boaters have typically relied on flares, handheld torches that can be waved at night to ensure rescuers quickly home in on a distressed vessel. Now, the Coast Guard is trying to take the fire out of the flare and develop a distress signal that doesn't require any pyrotechnics. Lots of search and rescue missions happen close to land, which means the Coast Guard is often looking towards the shoreline, which is filled with all kinds of visual distractions, streetlights, smokestacks, cars, and lots of other lights. That can make spotting a flare tough.
What we need is something that's conspicuous, that stands out above from everything else in the environment.
Vinny Rubelt is a scientist at the United States Coast Guard Research and Development Center in New London, and he's working on a prototype LED flare. The device would be programmed to flash at a specific rate using colors easily seen by human eyeballs. Anita Rothblum, another scientist at the center, worked on developing the tech that would make the LED flare more conspicuous than a traditional flare. They settled on a two-color flash pattern.
This way, you're seeing something that flashes four times as cyan, three times as red-orange, then goes back to cyan, back to red-orange. There's nothing else out there that looks like that.
The LED flare would also be battery-powered, which means it would last longer than pyrotechnic flares, which typically burn out in minutes. Vinny Rubelt says in field tests so far, the colored flashing pattern of the LED devices made them more detectable than traditional flares, despite being less bright. Coast Guard scientists are optimistic their prototype will create a new industry standard for LED flares, one they hope will enter the marketplace in the coming years. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.